This episode of The Instance is brought to you by Typefrag.com. You're listening to The Instance.
Hail to the night.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome back to The Instance, everyone. This is The Instance number 39. This is your World of Warcraft podcast for lovers of the game, and maybe even a few who don't. With me, as always, is Andrew. Andrew, hello.
Hello. That sounded really bad, Scott.
That was a terrible intro. What the crap?
It was like, hi, my name's Scott, and welcome to The Instance.
Welcome to The Instance. I tell you what. This show...
We're going
to
be doing macrame today on the show.
It's like a little NPR special. You know, I've been doing the show for quite a while, and you'd think I'd get the intro down, but that one was a little weak. That's okay, folks. It's live to hard drive, and I ain't changing it. Welcome back to the show, though. This is, like I said, number 39 for October 29th, 2006, 2 days shy of my favorite holiday, Halloween. And I hope everyone's
Christmas. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, yes. I hope everybody's enjoying the Halloween-esque stuff happening in WoW. We're going to talk a little bit about some of that here in a minute, but I always have a blast with it. Just want to quickly... go ahead.
Also, at the end of the show, I have a really cool... I did my homework and got a really cool Halloween... It's like a tip and a little bit of history, and
nice.
I even pronounce it correctly,
too.
So, and Scott doesn't even know about it. I kind of threw it together the last second for Halloween.
Good. I have no idea what he's talking about, and that's probably better. I'm just kidding. All right, let's jump ahead to this fine show. We have lots to talk about and just a little time to do it. Let's talk about, first of all, big in the news, the Summer Movie Contest. Just like last year's Summer Movie Contest, X-Fire and Blizzard have brought some great movie makers out of the woodwork with offerings of fabulous prizes. And I guess Joystick's got a scoop on the award ceremony held at Stanford, on the Stanford campus. That's crazy.
Yep.
Did they do that last year, or is this the first?
I don't know if they did it there last year, but, I mean, I looked at the winning contest entry, and I looked at, like, four or five other entries, and I was just blown away by it. I mean, Blizzard's, I would assume they're hiring some of these people. Because some of the work put into it is just absolutely amazing.
It's all machinima. It's all stuff within the game. Machinima, however you say it. Machinima. That's it. Made within the game engine as usual. So this is great stuff. We, of course, have the link in the show notes. My question is, X-Fire, isn't that owned by Sony? Doesn't Sony own that or somebody like that?
Which is really weird.
It is weird. Sony is, well, I guess by association only, but Sony and Blizzard
Maybe they're just admitting, they're like, yeah, we know people have left EQ, and we've lost a lot of people on Star Wars Galaxy since our debacle. So,
you people here at Blizzard, you ban more people in one day than we have in the whole game. That's terrible. Sorry. Any EQ 2 players out there, I apologize. Or EQ 1, for that matter. Anyway, check out the link. Very cool stuff. Blizzard likes candy corn. How do we know that?
And who doesn't?
Yeah, who doesn't, really? I guess the forums lately have been a little weird. Everybody's avatars have been changed to candy corn. Human, Tauren, Gnome, they're all united by the candy corn. Anyway, so this is a very funny way for them to extend the whole Halloween thing. I get the feeling, after playing the game the other night for about 3 hours with my hunter, I've been taking a break a little bit from the expansion beta, which I did get into. And thanks to, I think it was Sam? Was it Sam who gave me it? Oh my gosh, I may not have given him good credit. Hopefully it is Sam. But anyway, I've been enjoying the heck out of that, but I just thought, boy, I got to go work on my hunter for a while. So I'm in there playing, and there is so much Halloween crap to do. So it's obvious. These guys have to be big-time Halloween folks, don't
you
think?
The nice thing about the fact that you're in the beta now is I don't have to listen to the hours of crying. I don't have to comfort you anymore.
This is
true.
And
I'm not required to send you tons upon tons of pictures to make you feel like you're there.
Yes, absolutely. I will tell you this. I wasn't sure who I'd get more excited about, the Draenei or the Blood Elves. But after messing with the Blood Elves for a while, that's my race, dude. Those guys are awesome. That mana tap thing they do, too cool for school.
Speaking of the mana tap, it's good that you bring that up, because I got an email just before we started the show where someone's a little concerned about the mana tap being a little too powerful. And I was thinking of it from a wizard or caster point of view, and I was like, what? It makes perfect sense if you're a caster. Well, I didn't think about it this way. If you're a warrior or a rogue, your mana tap is supposed to refill or drain into your rage and your energy is a rogue.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And I didn't think about that because I wasn't planning on playing a warrior or a rogue with my blood elf. But I was like, that adds some interesting possibilities. If you're running low on energy or low on rage, you could mana tap and fill your bar up.
Yeah. It just seems like a crazy, outrageous advantage to me. And I hope they don't nerf it because it's fun. And who knows what it, you know, how it'll behave in a PvP environment or in major instances or anything like that. But let's just all hope they don't nerf that because it's fun. That is a way cool racial ability to have, probably cooler than any of the others.
Blood elves love to eat their cats. So.
that's true, they do. Anyway, cool stuff there. And can I just say one more thing about the expansion before we move on? There's a feature that I have not heard a thing about and hadn't heard anybody else talk about or explain or anything else until I actually played. And at first it kind of threw me off because I had this sort of way of playing. I started a hunter just for fun, kind of see how the Blood Elves would handle hunting. And I noticed that I could start shooting with the bow. Creature would come running up. When it got within too close for ranged weapon and close enough to be hitting with my knife, whatever the heck it is they give you, I start hitting automatically now. So my question is that just true for, I haven't tried anybody else, is that true for all sort of casting or ranged weapon classes? Or is that just true of the hunter?
I'm pretty sure that was something that got put in and fixed. Just like the key ring. I didn't mean to make it sound on the last show like the key rings were part of the expansion, but I haven't bothered messing with some of my older guys, and since I didn't have any keys, I didn't realize that the key ring has been in the game. It wasn't until I did a quest with my Draenei.
People are giving you crap for
that. And picked up a key. Yeah, picked up a key, and I heard the key, and I was like, oh, cool, the key ring. I remember hearing about this.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't mean to make everyone think that it's only because of the expansion. I know it was in the game.
Sure.
It's just I don't have any keys on me with my other character.
right.
So I never really paid any attention to it down there next to the lag meter.
Well, you got a big, giant robot ostrich. What else do you need in that game? You don't need keys.
Well, yeah. I mean, the robot ostrich also, it's got like a fold-out panel that holds keys.
Yeah, so that's why
I never really noticed the key ring.
Yeah. But anyway, so I just thought that was cool. I hope it stays in. I hope it's not a bug. All I know is my orc hunter's not doing that, so it must be an expansion thing. So I don't know. Interesting stuff. Anyone else have any thoughts on that? Let us know. I haven't played long enough with other characters to even figure it out.
And we didn't bring it up. We weren't going to put a lot into it because everyone by now knows that the expansion has been pushed back.
Yeah, this is exactly. Why didn't we lead with this story? People are wondering. Why is it that the Instance podcast, known for its cracking news, didn't start the show with the expansion being pushed back? Well, because by now, dude, you're all tired of hearing about it.
Probably no. And plus, the day that the press release came out, I made a post.
Yeah.
Plus, it
was like Monday or something. So
yeah,
it was like the day after we did a show. So it wasn't that big a deal.
I mean, it kind of sucks. Like, I'm upset. But at the same time, now I have 2 full months to play the beta.
Yeah, that's true. And I have room for all this other game crap I got to get involved with between now and then. You know,
yeah,
I
because
got the
there's
Wii coming
in the
out,
last
Gears of War. There's a lot of fun stuff coming out, and I don't need a fourth, fifth thing to be worried about. So I'm actually
In the next month, I mean, I've got there was the Fear expansion. I bought me a DS on Friday. I got Neverwinter Nights 2 coming. I got Dark Messiah Might and Magic coming. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff going
down. A lot of games to play. This is the time of year. Yeah, this is the time. Obviously, we love WoW, and you guys are all freaks about WoW because you're listening to the show. But other games sometimes, you know, get your attention. And it's kind of nice to know, okay, well, it's cool. Well, I'll have a lot of time to devote to BC when it actually arrives, and I'm fine with that. So,
you know what would be really cool?
What?
Multiplayer WoW on the Nintendo DS.
Let's do it. Let's get to Blizzard.
Granted, it's not going to look as good.
You don't think? Yeah, probably not.
Although, I mean, they could probably come fairly halfway decent. I mean, I have Metroid Prime, and it actually looks pretty good for a handheld.
It's great.
All 3D
great,
and all.
Great games on that machine. It'd be great to get some Blizzard games on there. We got an email from Lady V, one of our good friends, Lady V. She's also the producer of the Buzz Out Loud podcast at CNET.
She does a podcast?
Oh, yeah. Her real name's Veronica.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Veronica. Dude, she'll hear you say that and she'll want to kill you because she knows you know it.
Oh, I've chatted with her a couple times. And what's funny is I would chat with her through the Gmail chat and she would see, you know, it's from the Instance. So she knows it's either you or I.
Yeah.
And what was funny is I was chatting with her a couple days ago through just like MSN Messenger. And she kind of completely ignored me, and I thought she was busy. Well, come to find out 2 days later, when I said hello to her again and asked her what she's been up to, she goes, "Is this Andrew from the instance?" I go, "Yeah." And she like started apologizing. She goes, "I've been ignoring this IM name because I didn't know who the hell it was."
You're another stalker in her life.
Yeah,
dude.
She thought I was like some wacko stalker. Like, "I really like your show.
It's really awesome. Will you sign my boob?" Anyway, that's terrible. But she writes in and lets us know about a comic that some may have missed. Actually, it was part of a whole series that Foxtrot did. One of the only good in-print comics, like in newspapers, ever. There's nothing else out there that's even decent. Maybe Get Fuzzy, but everything else kind of sucks. But anyway, if you guys haven't seen it, you may want to check it out. We do have a link in the show notes as well. Let's jump to Rumors and Scuttlebutt. Let's see. Oh, there's some enchanting changes. Tell us what people have to look forward to here.
Okay, this was a big thing that I didn't really... I've heard rumor of it. I've heard tell in the streets.
The kids are all talking about it. It's all a buzz.
Down at the local coffee shop. But I wasn't quite sure about it.
Yeah.
A lot of people... They're basically what they're going to do. Blizzard has plans to eliminate people having level 1 alts that all they do is disenchant items.
Yeah.
What they're going to be doing is adding levels to disenchanting.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I see.
So basically, items are going to have a level. This is right from Tesseric. Items will have a level requirement for disenchanting in the expansion. The level of enchanting required is based off the quality of the item. So you can't have like Joe Bob Briggs over here with his level 1 gnome guy, and you're just sending him like green, you know, high level blues and high level greens to disenchant, so he can be your like your auction house boy.
Yeah.
And stuff.
I get that. I get why they do that.
And the reason they're doing it, it says, this places necessity of the profession into the aspect of disenchanting. We would prefer players to actually fully invest in a profession rather than just taking an apprentice level for a certain ability. Because a lot of people, I guess, were just, I never done it, and I never thought of it, but a lot of people were, that's all they were doing. We're like just having their little guy over here, all he would do was check his email, disenchant stuff, and sell it.
Well, the question is to me, will this piss everybody off that says, well, that's how I like to play. Well, that's what I want to do. Blah, blah,
well,
blah, blah, blah.
There's as me and my buddy at work have talked about, no matter what you do in any MMO, people will complain.
Yeah, there's no way around it. It's just the way of life.
You could just mail everyone all the items in the game and send them all the money in the game, and then it'll be like, no, I got all the level 60 stuff, and I'm level 20, but I'm really sick of these Murlocs, you know, and then they'll remove the Murlocs out of the game.
And then people will complain that the Murlocs are gone, which is really too bad, but yeah. Anyway, I totally get why they're doing it. I think I'm probably fine with it, as long as they don't make me get rid of my alts that hang around in the auction house and sell my crap for me.
Oh, so you're one of those people, huh?
Well, I don't disenchant anything, but I've got a big fat warrior doing nothing but sitting on his butt waiting for me to send him stuff. So.
Oh, he's like, can I send me some more stuff?
Please, I'm level 11. Anyway, we got a great tip from Olaf the Peach.
Your warrior sounds like? Yeah, you know, maybe that's why he's not out there fighting.
I know, he's done. He's
hey, guys, wait up for me. I want to help.
Wait for me. I have that rush, that charge thing. It's really cool. Anyway, Olaf the Peach, level 60 undead mage in the guild Malamentis. He says to the professional podcasters of the instance, nudge, nudge, because we're about as professional as a $2 hooker. Anyway, that's terrible.
Oh, that's hey, you know, we don't mean to insult $2 hookers. I mean, everyone's got to work.
And
they?
I'm sure we have a huge listenership of $2 hookers.
Oh, there's like, she like puts her cigarette down. She's like, hey, they just insulted me.
And who knows? I don't even know what a $2 hooker is. But anyway, a great tip for those who are currently level 16 are itching for the Burning Crusade to release so they can be one of the first to reach the new level cap of 70. Well, a guild member and I have thought of a way to get a nice head start in the XP race on day one of the Burning Crusade. If you have a level 60 character now and are tired of farming gold for your shiny new mount in BC, it might be time to brush up on your PvP skills once again. If you recall, before you hit level 60, metal turn-ins from the battlegrounds will give you a nice XP boost, especially if you were handed or if you handed in a set from each battleground under the Great Honor quest. Okay. This would not only give you increased amount of reputation with each faction, but also 8,300 XP. Well, I suggest collecting a stack of medals from each of the battlegrounds, saving them until the release of BC, and if you hand in all six sets at once, you will get a nice head start of 49,800 XP toward level 61. So that's a funny idea, don't you think?
Yeah, well, that's why I put it in rumors and scuttlebutt, because I was like, hmm.
Can't prove it till day one.
He goes on to say that, you know, sadly, the battleground medals only accumulate in stacks of 20, and you're not allowed to hold any more past that.
Yeah.
I mean, which is good, because otherwise someone would be like, what did you do today? Well, I bought Burning Crusade, installed it, turned in all my medals, and I'm level 68.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. So obviously there's a stopgap there, but that's an interesting idea, and you can't really prove this thing works, therefore it is a rumor, until day one. So, and maybe Blizzard will hear this and say,
quick, oh yeah, they're gonna be like, guess what we're doing? You know, they're gonna make it where everyone all of a sudden only has like five medals. They're like, yeah, we nipped that in the bud, right?
Take that, suckers. Hey, we gotta give away a contest before we get to our other phone calls or other stuff from Randy Deluxe, Sean Basic, and Patrick. And we put out a contest last week for a free 3-month server on typefrag.com, Ventrilo server, and the winner this week sent us this. And you guys need to hear it. It made me cringe and laugh and cry all at once. Here it is.
As terror locks you right between the eyes, you're paralyzed, cause this is Murlocs. Feel their eyes, and no one's gonna save you from the beast of the brine. Murlocs, feel their eyes, you're fighting for your life, you better buff up. Stand up and fight.
Okay. There's Thriller versus the Murlocs by Rev12. Is that why I have his name? If that's not correct, send me an email. We'll get you squared away. But we'll get you that information, get you that server. And thanks again to Typefrag for letting us do this as a contest. We have more to come on that starting next week. So watch
and
that.
And also, I threw this in here. We always joke around that Patrick, when he sends us his tips, it sounds like he's in a nightclub.
Yeah.
Well, he sent us an email that says, this week he's broadcasting from Club Gargle, a famous Murloc club in the center of the Parisian underground. Literally, it's in the sewers.
Oh, my gosh, Patrick. You're just a riot. You know what we love about Patrick is that he's French. Wee wee. Just kidding. All right. Randy Deluxe sent us some information about Double Trouble, and this is great stuff. We don't say enough how much Randy, Sean, Patrick, and others mean to the show. And you know what? At the end of the show, we actually have an 8-year-old tip for little kids who play the game. Trust me, you'll want to hear it. It's pretty good stuff. Anyway, here's Randy with Double Trouble.
Greetings, the Instance. Randy Deluxe here, and it's Halloween in Azeroth. I'm out trick-or-treating. In case you haven't noticed, during the Halloween season, you can right-click on any innkeeper, select trick-or-treat, and the innkeeper will oblige you with the gift of a treat bag, or he will put a costume on you. The costumes can be dispelled via right-click, and the treat bags contain either candy, wands, or flimsy masks. The candy is quite good this year. It acts like a food-water combo when you consume it. The wands are a lot of fun to point at your friends, and the masks are horrible as usual. I recommend acquiring as much candy as you can, and stockpiling it in your bank. It is excellent for solo work, especially for the hybrid classes, and the higher you level, the more you will appreciate it. So if you're in the 20s, get as much candy as you can now, and save it until you're in the 40s and 50s. Here's what you might not know. After you hit Trick or Treat with the Innkeeper, he puts a 1-hour debuff on you so that you cannot do that again immediately. The hour requires that you be in-game, but it resets every night. So even if you only log in for 30 seconds, do so for all your characters every day until Halloween is over. You'll build up a nice stash of candy and wands. And on the character you're playing during the day, revisit an inn as often as you like every hour or more. Happy Halloween.
Okay, John Williams, please do not sue us for the use of that music in the background of Randy Deluxe's comments. I'm sure.
Is that the music from Damien?
No, it's Harry
the
Potter,
Omen?
Dude.
Like,
Harry Peter.
Oh, I was like, I'm hearing the, oh, no, oh, you know, and I'm like, he's got demon music going on.
Yes,
you know?
He does. Speaking of demons, Sean Basic chimes in this week as well. about the WoW economy. Good stuff. Check it out.
Good day, Instance listeners. This is Sean. And last week in my tip, I said information was the key to becoming a good WoW player. Well, that is nowhere more true than in the auction house, where information is everything. As I've said before, I make a lot of money on the auction house, about 100 gold a month, and that's in less than 10 minutes each day. And I use two main add-ons. I've already talked about Auctioneer on the Instance, so I want to highlight WoW Econ. Now, WoW Econ can be found at wowecon.com. And it's got two parts. There is the mod that you can download that shows you auction house's prices for the items it's seen. It will also show you per item prices. So if you have a 20 copper bar stack or a 17 bar stack or a 3 bar stack, you can see how much each one of them is being offered per bar. And you can also go to the WoW Econ website and see charts for historic prices over items on your server. Then there's a premium part to the WoW Econ add-on, which probably most people do not need this. It costs $4 a month or $20 for 6 months, but it can give you a watch list. If you're looking for a certain item at a certain price, you enter it into there, and you can get an email or even an SMS message about that auction. It will track your transaction so you know exactly how much you've made over time. And the good people at WoW Econ have just rolled out a slew of new features that I even had time to explore yet. So check it out if you want. It's great, and it will help you make money on the auction house, or at least not lose money by paying too much for an item. And if you want to know more about how I make my money, there's a strategy guide called Sean's Basic Guide to Noob Wealth, and it can be found on the Instance forums. And that's my tip for this week.
Honey, why are all your raider buddies lying down? And why do they think your name is...
Dude, I forgot about
that. Oh, that is awesome.
I forgot about that at the end. That's awesome. He makes that more creative every time. And people were like, you know, no more Leroy Jenkins. Well, he has turned the coats, man. He's turned that Leroy thing into something better every week. So keep it up. And WoW Econ, I got to try it. That sounds like a great way for me to quit being an idiot in the auction house, which I'm known for. I suck there.
You know, Scott, there's really no mod.
There's no mod to fix that.
Yeah.
I'm screwed.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, you might as well just lay down on the side of the road with the other rangers.
Or the roid. I like roid. The sound of that.
Yeah, I was like, ew.
We did get a mod.
That's what happens when you wear wet leather from swimming too much.
Indeed. Speaking of wet leather, that sounds like a mod to me. No, speaking of mods.
Oh, we got, it's only for night elves.
We got mod number 10 from our friend Patrick. This is a French. He's a Frenchman. I don't know if I mentioned that before. Patrick pipes in this week with yet another great mod, and here it is.
Hello, Instance listeners. This is Patrick, and this week's mod is a very complicated one. Discord action bars will allow you to model your hotbars exactly as you want them to be. You can design up to 10 bars, choosing their precise location, shape, and size, along with the number of buttons they will have, and you can include almost any feature you can imagine into them. You could have them appear only under certain conditions, like only when you're in a fight or while in defensive stance, for example. I'm not going to list every feature here, as they are truly endless. The way I use it is that I designed one main square hotbar matching my numerical keypad for easy keyboard control of my spells, but if you have the patience of learning how to use it, which is not an easy thing, the only limit will be your imagination. Oh, how poetic. Well, if you're interested, go to discordmods.com, and as always, have fun!
Okay, Patrick, I may have lost the link. You need to send me where I can get that freaking Murloc song and other stuff like it. That was awesome. Totally funny. And great mod tip as well. I need better help with my stinking hotbars. I just use the basic stuff, and everyone keeps saying, oh, you need to do this or that. And I'm like, I don't know, dude. All these UIs, they kind of give me a headache. His sounds like, or that one sounds like it might be just the thing. So we'll have to find out. Also, just to let everybody know, we're not playing it now because it's long. It's about 4 minutes. But at the end of the show, you are going to hear from...
Please tell me it's who I think it is.
It's Frugus. Fergus. Oh. Fergus has sent us an advanced tip. He's getting into like the 60-plus gameplay stuff going on that we don't cover that much on this show. With just, you know, we do a lot of news and rumors and basic tips and stuff like that. But... he really wants to start contributing in this way, and I think it's great. So at the end of the show, you get a lot of advanced stuff for level 60 players. This thing's about 4 minutes long. It'll be the first thing you hear after the end of the show. So make sure and check that out.
I want to go on the record here, Scott, because yes. I haven't mentioned this to you. But for those that listen to The Instance and they don't listen to our other show, Extra Life Radio,
yeah.
I really think you should either attach it to this show
or
at least put it up. At least please put it up on the site for others to download. You guys have got to hear. He calls the show a lot. His name's Ding Pong.
Ding Pong is this character's name. He calls, and he left us a review of World of Warcraft. And, you know, that's a good idea. I may just tack it on the end of the show.
And it'll be a Halloween treat for you guys because we did it. We played it in our last week's show of Extra Life Radio, and I about was uncontrollably...
I never heard
laughing.
You laugh like that, yeah.
Yeah, where I could not go back and finish the show after listening to that.
It's
that,
good stuff.
That is comedy gold,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's good stuff. You guys will have to check it out. I'll tack it onto this show. Why not? That just for fun. Just what the heck. Hey, let's jump to some town crier. This is where you guys get a chance to tell us stuff. And who do we have first, Andrew?
First up is Helsing Chris. He's a human pally on the European Kilrog server. Hey, Scott and Andrew, great show. It's got me even more excited about Burning Crusade, if that's possible. You have probably gotten loads of these by now, but living in the UK, I think I was one of the first people on my server to get one. I bought a box of boosters from the new WoW game, and I got one of the loot cards out of the 360 cards in the box. I got the baby hippogriff pet. I went straight on to claim it and then stood in the middle of Stormwind and got many, many whispers saying, WTF, where the hell did you get that thing? And stuff like that. It's the first time I have been the center of attention rather than just another useless pally wandering around.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. He sent us a screenshot. I think we're going to post that one up, aren't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to put that on the show.
Yeah, put that on the show notes. And he goes, I want to give a shout-out to my guild, Super Smash. They are all great people.
Very cool. We got a message from Soomlayan. Says, okay, Scott and Andrew, Soomlayan here from the Akama server. I got a joke. I have a joke that all your mage listeners can play on a pug. First thing you got to do is, of course, get into the group that beat... What? Oh, then beat... His spelling's off. Then beat the majority of the group to the instance or area that you're doing something. Now, without anyone looking, have the mage put all his warlock gear on. How can a mage put warlock gear on?
Well, there's a lot of gear that can be... I mean, they both wear cloth.
Oh,
so
duh,
I mean, there's some
duh.
Gear that warlocks would wear that you can slap on your mage, and, you know, they wouldn't really know that you are a mage or a warlock.
I got it. Okay, puts all his gear on and says, let's see. Hey, guys, let's summon those who aren't here. The mage then casts a portal to Darnassus, tells everyone to click the portal. Instantly, you have three angry people due to the fact that they just got ported to Darnassus instead of summoning someone else. LOL, a guildie of mine has done this for three or four times in pugs and finds what happens when people don't pay attention to the little things. By the way, can you send a shout out to my guild? Deus et Machina on the Akama server. Jeez, that's hard to say. Move on to Larry the Kid before I explode over here.
This is Larry the Kid. Hey, guys, love the show. I am only 12, and I have to go to school, and I don't get much playtime in. Don't that suck?
Yeah.
I listen to every one of your shows because I have an hour and 30-minute bus ride. I'm like, good Lord, do you live, like, in a cave? And it's like, we have to go to civilization. It's an hour and 30 minutes.
You must be educated.
I have another question. Do you guys or your adoring fans have any tips or websites or mods for me concerning mining? I'm only a level 20, so I'm going for copper, but anything is cool. I already got the map that was mentioned in show 32. Keep up the sweet work, and maybe I can get my uncle, he's a Blizzard employee, to maybe get you a reward or talk about the stuff you guys want to add or any questions you have.
Yeah,
well, thank you, Larry the Kid.
What's great is Larry the Kid called Blizzard employee, spelled employee with an I-M-P-L-O-Y-E.
Well, he's 12.
Yeah, he's
12. He's going to school. Come on.
Yeah, we'll let that one go. Got another one. Hey, guys, I'm Elvira, girl gamer originally from the Netherlands. Das Netherlands, ja, boy.
Yeah, pretty, yeah. Sorry, that's bad.
That's terrible. But now living with my boyfriend who I met through WoW in the UK. I've been listening to your podcast from day one. It's the best around. Keep up the good work. That's a great little message there. Meet a guy in WoW and end up getting married. That's sweet. Very
cool. She didn't necessarily say they got married. It's her boyfriend.
Oh.
Come on, Scott.
I mean, meeting your
Pay
boyfriend.
Attention.
And yes, that's what I meant. Drop of the week. We love to do the drop of the week. And
this one was comedy.
Yeah,
gold.
Tell everybody we got with this first one. It's great.
Okay. On Something Awful, website I frequent.
Somethingawful.com. Everyone should
know. There is an ongoing story where one of the guys decided a little experiment to see what he made a female character, and then he proceeded to send mixed signals to mess with people, you know, naive enough to think a female character in an MMO is actually a chick.
Yeah.
And it is, the link is there. You got to go there and he has screen captures of the conversations he's had with these players where he'll string them along and then he'll break it to them that he's like a dude, or he'll break it to them in a weird way that he's not a girl.
Yeah.
And in the total of this, he got a huge amount of gold from these people. He would write them like, oh, honey, you know, I can't do my repairs, or I can't buy this item. And one dude would like send him like 100 gold.
Yeah.
Be like, here's 100 gold, my sweets. You're loving knight and stuff like that. And I was reading this at work on Friday, and me and the other tech, we were dying laughing.
That's great.
With the stuff that went on. It's a two-parter. The first part is available now,
yeah,
and the next part is supposed to go up in the next couple weeks.
Oh, that's great. I love it. Love it when people are screwing around with the system. Hey, we got some info from Adam, another drop of the week. Got a new show called wowpodcast.com. That's the website, and it's called Wow Podcast. And you might ask yourself, well, what's the show all about? Here's some of the stuff they've got. they do some video as well, which is cool.
Yep,
having trouble.
You can listen to it in audio, or they actually have video attached to it.
Video
too,
version,
which is really
cool. It says having trouble with a boss. Check out our weekly boss strategy section. Wondering what's going on with the Burning Crusade expansion. Check our top story section and get all the dirt on Outland before you set foot in it. Mod add-on reviews, exclusive interviews. Have a question you can't find an answer to? Submit an audio comment, and they will answer it on the air. I guess you do it through audio. The audio.com, which I don't know if they're still, somebody told me they were going under. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter.
You know, I like audio. Yeah. I mean, especially when you get the doubles. Oh, never mind.
Oh, dope. But yeah, go check those guys out. Wowpodcast.com. We're always happy to pimp other shows. If you guys have a show and you're starting out and you want to get some good exposure, let us know, and we would be glad to do it on the show. That pretty much is going to do it for another set of the instance, except
actually,
you have your little story to tell. So.
Yes, I have my little story. This is for
that.
Halloween,
yeah.
For everyone for Halloween. Okay. There's an instance in the game called Scholomance, which actually is an abbreviation for the School of Necromancy. Well, there's a video up on Google Video that will be in the show notes where a priest soloed the entire instance.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, he's got full video of him going to the instance and doing the entire instance completely by himself.
As a priest.
Yeah, as a priest.
I don't
Which
buy
makes
it.
You makes you makes you go, damn, face melting must be fun. Because,
yes. Is this true? Did this really happen?
I watched the majority of the video and I was like, holy crap. Because he soloed the whole thing.
Has Blizzard seen it? They're like, oh, shoot. Nerf the priest. Nerf the priest.
Here's the interesting thing. I was doing a little bit of digging for Halloween and all. Scholomance is actually a mythical school of black magic said to be run by the devil. It's located... Wait.
It's located, of course.
And this has nothing to do with Blizzard. It's located by Lake Hermannstadt near the city of Sibiu in the Transylvania region of Romania.
Okay.
This school actually is mentioned twice in the actual Bram Stoker's Dracula novel.
Okay.
So now that's obviously where Blizzard got it from.
Well, yeah, sure.
But I never even knew that. I thought it was just something that Blizzard made up.
Yeah, it was part of their Draenei lore or something. But let me tell you, dude, that's great. I can't wait to see it, but I have my doubts. There's something fishy, but maybe that's true. And then if you're a priest right now, look forward to your nerf. It's going to be good times.
Oh, you're like, what can you do now? Well, I can make bandages, and I can heal frogs. It's like,
we love you, Blizzard. If you'd like to be part of this show, and we know you do, and be part of show 40 even, you can send us a phone call. We have a number for that, and that number is 206-202-3-WOW. W-O-W, as if you don't know what that is. If you'd like to email us, you can do that as well as send audio comments to this email address I'm about to give you, which is theinstance@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out theinstance.net, which has recently gone through some face changes. Is that the right word?
Yep.
Some
it looks awesome.
Face changes? That doesn't sound right.
Interface changes.
Interface changes, maybe.
No, not interface. Like it's two words. Interface.
I've gone with a whole new theme.
Oh, my name is Scotted.
I'm retarded. Retardeted. I went with a whole new theme, very WoW-centric theme. We have a very cool announcement.
It's all frilly with pink.
I told you guys last week I was going to announce a big, big deal today, and I can't do it yet. We have to wait one more week before we can tell you what it is. But trust me, Andrew knows what it is.
It's Jawas!
It's finally Jawas. No, it's even better than Jawas, because there are a few
what's
things.
What's better than a little stumpy guy in a robe?
That you can see his zippers on in the middle of the third movie? That guy? He sucks. Just kidding. So thanks, everybody, for joining us for Instance number 39, and we'll see you next week for show number 40.
See ya. Now bring on Ding Pong.
And now, Extra Life presents a review by Ding Pong.
Hello, this is a Ding Pong, and I come to talk about a stupid game called World of Warcraft. Okay, hold on, they tell me I yell too loud in microphone, I back up. Okay, here's the deal on this stupid game. Whole game is so dumb, you run around too much. Some guy say, hey, go get me 5 shells from beach. I go get him, I bring him back, he gives me XP. What the crap is that? How many lion paw I have to go get and bring back to people? So stupid. Whole game you spend time doing crap like that. You run around all the time. Should be called World of Travelcraft. You run around forest for hours and go, oh, hey, what is that? And I say, oh, that's the same damn tree you saw 2 minutes ago. You're going in circles, you big dumbass. People tell me best part of game is player versus player time. I say bull crap. How much fun you can have running around hitting other people with stick! Totally stupid way to play game! Another thing I hate is how you have to get so much money, so much gold! So much easier to go to Chinese gold farming site than pay money to get gold! My cousin Bing Bang, he hooked me up, it's no problem! So my final take on this stupid game! You may as well go down to homeless shelter and shoot BB gun at drunk man! Much bigger challenge than piece of crap World of Warcraft! This game suck. I give it big fat thumb down.
Hello and welcome to the advanced portion of the Instance podcast. This is your host Frugus, and yes, I'm the guy that's on the forums that kept telling you that the expansion would be delayed. Of course, like everybody else, I'm kind of mad about this, but I also know that it is a blessing. It's no secret to every endgamer of World of Warcraft that the expansion will be changing things drastically. Remember how a few days ago we thought that the expansion would be coming at any moment, and we had no real idea of what the endgame would be? There were even some guilds that were kicking out members prematurely because they thought it would be overpopulated. I bet they're regretting their decision right now. It almost seemed as if the 40-man guild thing was going to die out soon. People thought their guild would become overpopulated, some others thought they were already underpopulated and it would be okay for the future, some stopped recruiting, reactions were mixed, so to speak, and especially very speculative. Truth is, we did not know much, time was running out, and people were panicking. But now it seems that everybody knows at least one guy that's in the beta, and there's no more NDAs left. This means instead of waiting for the expansion in the dark not knowing anything, now we will be waiting for the expansion with a lot of people with whom we can actually talk and ask very specific questions about what things will be like in the next few months. Anyway, there's still the problem that we don't know exactly how the game will be for the endgame because there are no active guilds that can give us a guild-ish account of what things will be. So we still have to speculate at some point. But let's not over-speculate either. Don't kick people out. Don't think your guilds will be overpopulated or underpopulated yet. The best way to prepare for this expansion, I believe, is to have an idea of what things will be for your own guild. Now I'm sure that most guild officers are already thinking about what they're going to be doing once the expansion hits. But of course, as they say in photography, if you don't know what to look for, you can't take a picture. It's my personal opinion that at this time, everybody should voice their opinions as to what they will be doing come the next expansion. By that I'm talking about how fast do you think you'll be leveling up to 70, and by that I'm not talking about dates, but I'm talking about effort. Will you be doing alts, and how much are you going to concentrate on them? Are there any guild members that plan to do shamans or paladins with the new races? And most of all, are you actually thinking about switching sides? These are all very important questions, and I believe that this is going to be the most important information that your guild can use about how to plan ahead. And also, don't think that Molnicor and Axtramas and all these places are dead yet. There are many reports that though these places don't really provide any kind of decent experience, they still provide some interest in loot. People are talking about only using their tier 2 loot up to level 64 and stuff like that. This is not a question of how many levels is going to be useful to you, but how many hours are you going to be using them? Because it's going to take you a lot more time to level this time around. Now, I don't really know if these places are going to die out after a few months of play. I know that's what a lot of people are thinking, but again, I think that's advanced speculation without much basis. It's time for us to prepare, as I said, up to the point that we can. Like I said, talk to your guild officers and mention what you're going to be doing on day one of the expansion hits. You might want to start farming for mats and different things for your alts. Who knows? To be honest, it's not as important right now as it is to enjoy the game. And of course, to take part of the extended time that we have to get as much information as we can of the game without spoiling too many surprises. This is Fergus signing off, and I'll see you next week.
Control, control, you must be in control.
Yo, what up, G? Let me tell you about MC.
Hello again, this is Patrick, and I'm going to go Randy Deluxe on you guys this week, as my words of wisdom will be a little bit more serious than usual. The Burning Crusade has been delayed, and a lot of people are upset because they feel like they have exhausted the existing content, are bored with high-level instances, and just want something new to do. Well, if it gets to the point where you log in just to log in and not because it's fun, then maybe you shouldn't log in so much. In MMORPGs, there is a point where habit takes over, and you start missing the reason why you started playing the game in the first place, which is to have fun. Talking about addiction is way over dramatic in my opinion, but if you're indeed not having that much fun, ask yourself if you really wanted to log in the first place, or if you're just doing it out of habit. If that's the case, then I'm not saying stop playing, but maybe only log in when you really want to, and do something else the rest of the time. And to keep things in perspective, we all know that once the expansion comes out, you'll be back to logging in every day with a vengeance. And so will I. And since there is no Randy Deluxe without a Sean Basic, here is my outro sound.
Leroy Dragon!
Hey, this is Jonathan. I'm 8 years old, and here's your kid tip of the week. If you're in a party or a raid group, let everyone know you're a kid. If they didn't want to play with their kid, they wouldn't have wanted to play with you at all. But if they did want to play with a kid, then it'd be more fun for everyone.
That was fun with your kid tip of the week. Bye!
Hey, Instance Crew, this is Kilo. I had some tips on Typefrag's control panel. If you do sign up for an account, which I do recommend, go to typefrag.com/control panel, log in, and on the left-hand side, you should see a blue box that says Server. Click Channels, then click the link on the right to add a channel. Make at least 2. You can leave everything like it is, but you want to give it a name. Also on the left-hand side of the blue box for Server is Configuration. Click that, and about the middle of the page, it should say Server Security and User Password. Type something in there. I found for best results, set the voice settings to Voice Codec, Speak I think it's SPEEX, 32 kilohertz, 16-bit, 10 quality, 5,520 bytes a second. Then click Update at the bottom. This will disconnect anyone on the server for about 10 seconds. Then they'll be reconnected. Love the show, and I'm loving having Typefrag. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Hey, Andrew and Scott. This is Shadika again, level 60 Shaman from the Dragon Moth server. And last show, you guys were talking about Kirks in the game, where you could abuse it to kill people from your own side, like drown them when the Warlock summoned them to the bottom of the Vile Reef. Well, I have another one. About 4 months ago, they fixed this now, but you used to be able to do this in Maradon. When you use the portal to get into the inner area of Maradon to kill the princess, you did a large drop into some water the second you clicked on the portal. Well, as a shaman, you could put water walk on your fellow party members, and they would hit the water and die. And I did this to my entire party, and they got pretty pissed off, but I was worth a laugh. So thought I'd share that. It's pretty funny, and love the show, and thanks. Bye.
Guys, this is Deercy, level 60 paladin on Malago server. Anyway, I wanted to let you know, great show. I have been subscribing to it since another buddy of mine at Apple Computer put me on to it. I just had a couple of suggestions. One, I was hoping that you guys could start adding links into the podcast in the album art or the artwork. I don't know how you're producing the podcast, but if you're using GarageBand, it's as simple as dragging a slide or a picture into the track window at the top of GarageBand and then typing in the URL. This would be great, especially for people, for when you guys mention something like Typefrag. You can even put their artwork in it, and somebody could, when they were listening to the podcast in iTunes, could click on the artwork and go straight to the Typefrag website while still listening to the podcast. Also, the artwork would show up on any video or photo iPod. It doesn't have to be a video podcast, and would still keep the size of the podcast down a little bit. Also, if you wouldn't mind, you don't have to be real elaborate with this, but any links, I spent 45 minutes trying to find the links and stuff that you were mentioning in the show notes in iTunes instead of going to the website, and then I got to the end of the I guess the podcast and decided or found out that it was actually in there. So it would be great if we could get the links, you know, just typed into that real quick. You don't have to be as elaborate as the website. The website's great, and I like going there, but it would be great. Like, I know I listen to certain shows, and we'll go back and look at it in the show notes on iTunes and not necessarily on the website. It's just a little quicker for me. Anyway, if you have any questions or anything, you can always email me at Greg's Register Info 1@mac.com, and I'm a little bit of a GarageBand expert, so I wouldn't mind helping you all out if you need the artwork or whatever. So maybe I can even make something up for you. Anyway, thanks. Keep up the great work. Enjoy listening to the show every week. Bye.
Hey, Scott and Andrew. This is Scott from Provo down on the Agrimar server. Anyway, I just thought I'd leave a tip for those people that might want to try and level their guy really fast to level 60 in preparation for the expansion pack. If you go to www.wow-pro.com, there are several leveling guides and tips on how to level your guy quickly and fast without having to take forever. So hopefully I help someone out. Bye.
Hey, Scott and Andrew. I'm just leaving a message for Patrick. I've been having a little trouble finding a mod for class specific for shamans. I'm a level 47 shaman, plays on the Laughing Skull server. So I just really appreciate Patrick if you could go out there and find one for me. Thanks. Great show. Bye.
Hey, what's up, the Instance? This is Darkrath. I know I haven't been on in a while because I was supposed to be doing like a weekly thing or something. I don't know what I was doing. But I had a bunch of schoolwork to do, so I caught up now. But all I want to say is that I was just listening to episode 37, and I just feel like ranting about something. Sorry about this, but I pre-ordered the Burning Crusade, the regular version, at the beginning of August, and a week after the thing came out, I went to the store to try to upgrade to the collector's edition, and of course, didn't have any left, which is kind of stupid, but I just wanted to rant about it. I don't know why. Bye.
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know something I saw on the net here. It appears to be a Burning Crusade key set for the Ideas on Z-Board series. It's not on their official website, and I haven't seen it anywhere else. If you want to check it out, it's going for $14.99 on SureNeeds.com. Have fun. Check it out. This was Kukulin from Windrunner, level 15 Rogue. Hey, a guy called Mike here. Just want to alert you guys to a little secret I found out to my roommate. I'm not supposed to tell anybody, but he talked to Best Buy, and they won't be taking pre-orders in store, but eventually they may be taking pre-orders over the phone. So I suggest to listeners, call your Best Buy, see what's going on, because if you can get that pre-order for the collector's edition, good on you. Alrighty, thanks.
Hey guys, this is Doc X from the Ice Crown server. I am a player of the World of Warcraft TCG, and I'd like to find out if there are any guys out there who have been getting the Burning Crusade Collector's Edition who aren't interested in those pieces of cardboard they come with, and if they'd be interested in doing some sort of trade or trying to get rid of those in some way other than on eBay. If you guys could maybe facilitate something like that, that'd be really cool. And those of us who are cardboard crackheads, as well as World of Warcraft crackheads, can get our game on in, if we weren't able to pre-order in time to get the collector's edition. So if you got any ideas about how to set that up, I'd really appreciate it. And thanks a lot. Bye.
Well met.
It was nothing.
You are worthy.
Hello, Scott and Andrew. This is Con Man. I'm just calling to ask, what are your real-life professions? Well, I will now end with a poem. Goodbye.
Hey, diddle diddle, the mucus and the spittle, the corpse sank in the lagoon. The murloc said,
is your team or company in need of a no-hassle, high-quality instant ventrilo setup? Sounds nice, doesn't it? All Titanfrag servers come with the highest quality audio codec, lightning-fast setup, and unheard-of customer service. With 6 different server locations, including Europe, you just simply can't ask for anything more. In the end, the price, performance, speed, and quality of Titanfrag services is better than anything else available. Titanfrag. www.titanfrag.com.
The Tripod Network. What's on?